Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, and we have a fantastic guest for you today. I'm excited to get him on because there's so much to discuss, but it's none other than Kenny Robinson of the XFL St. Louis Battlehawks, and he also spent his collegiate time at West Virginia, but he had some eligibility left. He spent a year at the XFL until that had the, you know, shut down for the coronavirus. But nonetheless, this kid's draft eligible, and he's a special talent, and we're going to find out what this young man brings to the table. But with that said, Kenny, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Well, good, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate it. I mean, you're a unique talent, and like I said, you're first team all Big 12 after your sophomore year. And then you do the XFL thing, which I think – and then you play well there. I mean, all the arrows are pointing up for you. I mean, you got great film. These teams are going to know everything they need to know about you at this point, and I think you're in a great position. But let's kind of go back. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, I mean, were you the better athlete way back then? Was Kenny Robinson the kid jet sweep left, jet sweep right, end zone touchdown?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean – I played with a lot of good players growing up. So, like, some of my closest friends ended up being top recruits in the nation, and they're doing their thing now at Pitt. I played with a lot of great guys, but it was a lot of I was kind of one of the better players growing up.
Very humbly said, he was, but very very modest in his response. So, kind of take us through your football, I guess, like. High school years, I mean, how do you kind of start trending towards that safety role?
Pretty much through high school. I played everywhere in high school. When I first started getting recruited, actually, I was being recruited for a linebacker. I was being recruited as a linebacker, so I played a little bit of linebacker and just played pretty much all around on defense. My senior year, ended up playing quarterback and some receiver. I played receiver majority of my high school career. And just I played a little bit of everything, you know. But I feel like safety was just more natural for me, so it just led to me just being a safety in college.
Now, a lot of the guys that come on the program, Kenny, I didn't know you had that quarterback background, especially your senior year of high school. So could have been your college coaches, could have been Jonathan Hayes at the XFL with the St. Louis Battlehawks. Did you ever tease these guys saying, hey, we need a little trickery, we need a wildcat play to let you swing it one more time?
I swear, me and one of the other guys on the team who mentored me, Will Hill, he played quarterback coming out of high school too. He was like number one athlete in the nation. And every day before practice, we would go out and throw it to the little quarterback net, the little three. The three squares,
uh-huh.
And we'd throw it at the net. And the coaches would see us because we're actually making them in the net. And they would be like, and they were planning on throwing one of us in the game for like a trick play on special team square, but the season got shut down.
I love it. Once again, Kenny Robinson, the Battlehawks standout safety, West Virginia alum here on the C2P. And for those teams, if you're listening in, we got a little quarterback trickery too for those creative offensive coordinators. The one who kind of do the Taysom Hill, Troy Brown, a lot of little options with this young man. So let's kind of go into the nitty-gritty of what makes you the safety that you are. I mean, you're obviously a ball hawk. You have a great knack for, finding the eyes of the quarterback and reading what he's going to do. But if you're in the film room with the scouts, Kenny, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities you think they're going to love?
just the way I played, the way that I found myself always around the ball. Like, that's what I pride myself on, is just always being around the ball and getting there to make the play. Because if you can't deny someone always being around the ball, you know. Like, someone who's always around the ball, they love the game, and they're just passionate and playing hard every play.
And what goes unnoticed? I mean, could be film study, weight room warrior, maybe some of the defensive schemes that you played in didn't allow you to blitz more or play more in the run. What do these guys need to know so close to the draft?
That I could play a little bit more in the box, because majority of my college career, I showed a lot of being high and not playing in the box, you know, just playing the post safety. But once I got to the XFL, I felt like I showed a little bit more that I could play in the box, come off the edge a little bit, blitz a little more. And I feel like that goes a lot unnoticed, you know, because I haven't had many opportunities to blitz, you know, things like that coming in college. And I started to get a little bit more in the XFL, but the season shut down.
Yeah, and what was it like? You had a couple picks, you had a sack in 5 games, so you were making an impact very quickly in the XFL for St. Louis. For you, what was that transition like? I mean, you're playing in the Big 12, playing big-time football, and then you're playing, again, with top prospects. Now, these are all the top prospects, absent of the NFL, but this is the next, you know, best group, and you're having success. How did you like that transition and kind of having a positive, I guess, outlook on it?
It was kind of a quick transition, you know. I didn't have much chance to really learn a lot of the things. You know, it was very quick. So that was probably the biggest adjustment of going to XFL, just learning as quick as the other guys, you know, because a lot of them already been through the process, so they know what it takes to get everything down packed as quick as they need to. So that probably was the biggest adjustment.
Yeah, and how about the level of play? I mean, you played Big 12 football. I mean, what was it like going to the XFL? I mean, a little bit faster, a little bit quicker?
I feel like it was a little bit faster just off of the defense we played, because it was a lot more checks and a lot more you had to have a lot more knowledge of football to even play in the defense. So I felt like that was the biggest thing about was the biggest difference. I mean, football's football to me. I feel like no matter who you're playing against, you want to do the same things. You're gonna have to tackle. You're gonna have to make plays and just be in position. So I feel like football's football regardless of where it is for me. But I feel like the biggest adjustment was just learning and just being able to adjust on the move.
Agreed. And get back to those INTs. I mean, you had 2-5 games for the Battlehawks. You had 7-2 years at West Virginia. That's 9, I mean, you know, in a short amount of time. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that you really kind of pattern your game after?
I just try to take things from a lot of other people's games. Just like Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, them are two that come off the top of my mind the most. You know, Ed Reed, he was a ball hawk, and he, like, no matter what, he made plays at all aspects of the game, like special teams, wherever his team needed him. And he would just, and the way he studied, it was just amazing. Like, the way he would break down the plays, like, I watched things on him on YouTube, things like that. And just Troy Polamalu, like, he never shows the same thing more than once. So he confuses the quarterbacks a lot. And you can take that from you can try to use some of that from his game just to try to learn how to disguise and show quarterbacks different things so they can't know what I'm doing.
So there's a little bit of a disguise that we see. How much do you enjoy kind of baiting that quarterback in? And who's the hardest quarterback that was, you know, you tried to bait, but they were pretty wise themselves?
I feel like the best quarterback I ever played against, honestly, was Baker Mayfield and Will Greer. Like, Will Greer in practice every day, he made me 10 times better, because he was like, no matter what, he's not throwing no picks. Like, if you get a pick on Will Greer, it's going to be a good day, because he's not letting them go too often. And then Baker Mayfield, it was his senior year, so, and it was my freshman year, and that was probably like one of the highest highest level quarterbacks I've seen, and it was just he played lights out that game. So it was like that was probably the best quarterback I ever seen. Them two.
Excellent. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Once again, Kenny Robinson, the Battlehawks star defensive back safety, if you will, and then also spent some time at West Virginia, and he's eyeing the 2020 NFL draft class. How excited are you? I mean, you're about under 3 weeks away from finding where you're going to land at the next level. I mean, how is it to wake up every day? You're kind of, you know, you can't get out of the house, but, I mean, how are you kind of staying in game shape?
Actually, I'm here at the field right now with a few of my with a few of my friends, couple guys who's in college right now at Penn State. It's a lot of the younger prospects coming out right now. And I'm just we're just out here just having fun, just getting in shape, just getting a little bit of work here right now. So I've just been trying to keep busy, just trying to keep working, just stay focused on keep my mind off the draft kind of because you know it can be kind of stressful.
Oh, I could imagine. I'm sure some days it probably looks like a cinch, and then probably other days it looks like Mount Everest. It's got to be an interesting time, and combine prep, pro day, all that stuff you got to go through to get in the best shape of your life, and the next kind of all, you know, taken away with the coronavirus. But, I mean, there's bigger things than pro days right now, but nonetheless, I mean, it's very important in your position. I mean, it's a livelihood. Kenny, we're almost out of time, but we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. A few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, leading up to a Saturday or a Sunday, I guess, game day, I should say, any pregame rituals, any superstitions that you go through?
I got to get my massage every week, no matter what. And I talk to my coach. I talk to one of my high school coaches before every game. He just talked to me, get my mind right, and make sure we focus on everything.
Wow, I like that. So kind of getting a little knowledge from the guy. How about this one? Jonathan Hayes was the head coach of the Battlehawks. Did anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Hayes? What they do in front of him?
He was on our team. His name was Steve. This guy named Steve on our team. Oh my goodness, he did it. He did it perfect. Him and Will Hill, they could sound like Coach Hayes no matter what. It would be hilarious. Coach Hayes was he would turn around in the meetings, cracking up, dying. It'd be too funny.
I love it. And then the final one. You're a few weeks away from finding out where you're going to land and that you're in the you know your next football journey, if you will. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
The best cook, probably my sister or my mother. Them two, they be throwing down. It's like a competition. But I'm going to just go with my mom right now, and I want that lasagna. Lasagna is my favorite. It's my favorite meal.
Fair enough, man. Well, Mom, if you're listening or if you're going to listen, your son Kenny wants some of your delicious lasagna on the week of the draft. Hey, man, you were fabulous. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to see you at the next level. But as always, we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Kenny Robinson, West Virginia standout. Spent some time in the XFL, but obviously we know what happened just with the coronavirus, and they had a season. This is a talented young kid, and he mentioned Ed Reed, and I mean, we don't want to say Kenny Robinson's, you know, a Hall of Famer at this point and all this stuff, but nonetheless, I mean, just a great comparison is, I mean, this kid is a legit ball hawk. I mean, if you're going to put the ball in the air, you're going to have to know where the hell he's at, because if not, he's going to bait you into it. He's going to get an INT. Very, 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 very big playmaker in Kenny Robinson. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.